This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He was addressing a post-budget webinar held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का assurance एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
The Prime Minister pointed out that stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances. He added that the government is working on the Jan Vishwas 2.0 bill. He said important steps have been taken to promote manufacturing and exports in the budget. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlock limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships in trade, technology, defence, agriculture, life sciences, innovation, skilling and academic exchanges. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that for development to be sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The president said this while addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She said the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity is bridging gaps, and the economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. The president said the job of Indian Revenue Service officers is one of the most important functions for governance and welfare. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has urged students to be focused on their work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Today the entire world of media is changing." He asked students to always keep the nation first. Mr. Vaishnav reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. During the event, the minister conferred the postgraduate diploma to 478 journalism students of the 2023-24 batch. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen today presented a plan to boost Europe's defence industry and increase military capabilities. Briefing media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said Europe was in an era of rearmament and the region is ready to massively boost its defence spending. In men's cricket, Australia have set a target of 265 runs against India in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai. Earlier opting to bat first, Australia were bowled out for 264 runs with three balls to spare due to disciplined bowling efforts by India. And with that, we end this news bulletin.